Guys, welcome back to Nebraska Fossil Updates. I'm your host, Huddy. I'm with my co-host, Robbie. Robbie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Anyways, on today's podcast, like we said, it'd be an updated version of the last podcast, but this time I have a new host. I mean, like, a different guest host with me. So, Robbie, you just want to go off with your favorite candies real quickly.
Reese's Take Fives. Three Musketeers. And peanut butter M&Ms.
Nice. I've already done mine. Next is our favorite costumes. I'm gonna go with Bigfoot. Because let's say this. You're walking around and you live in a wooded or like close to a wildlife place. You could get that on and just scare any little kid that comes by.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. Robbie, your pick?
Jason
from the movies?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to go with inflatable dinosaurs or inflatable aliens. Those are expensive, though. Robbie, your pick? Your next pick, I should say.
Chucky?
Ooh, Chucky? Yeah. He's kind of small, though. Wait, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'1".
Then, ooh, might be a good costume for you then.
Maybe.
My next pick, I'm gonna have to say zombies. Keeping it classy, keeping it original. Robbie, your next pick.
Let's see, I chose Jason, Chucky, Ghost.
Ooh.
Ghost, scary, whatever it is.
Ghost face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice pick. Ooh, we just flew by with those picks. This is gonna be a short but good episode.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, for our next thing, we're gonna do scariest prehistoric animals. I'm gonna start and say the short-faced bear. Those are pretty massive, bigger than the grizzly bear. They lived a couple million years ago. As you can guess, they had a different looking face. At least that's what I see from the pictures when I look at them. Yeah, those are pretty big, though. Robbie, your next pick?
A mammoth.
Mammoth? Ooh. Holdy chose that one. That's a good pick. My next pick, I'm going to have to say Gigantopithecus. Because basically what Gigantopithecus was, or Gigantopithecus Blackie, it was basically Bigfoot. Or a giant orangutan, as some people like to refer it to. That's basically all. That's what it was. And it lived near, like, the Vietnam-Cambodia area. Robbie, your next pick. How many did you pick so far? Just in wondering. Like, for the animals.
I think I chose one so far.
Alright, so your next pick?
Velociraptors.
Nice. Those are, like, way different than what the Jurassic Park movies make them out to be. They were small. They were deadly, don't get me wrong, but they were rather small. So, for my next pick, I'm going to have to say... Ooh, what should be my next pick? You know what? I know what I'm going to go with, and it's going to be... The Eurynthotherium is, those basically were like rhinos with six horns and they had like fangs. Pretty scary animals. Yeah, I'll show you a picture of one when we're done.
Alright.
Robbie, your next pick?
Saber tooth.
Nice. Should we do like one more just to draw out the episode? Like one more topic?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna say what we would do if there was a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna start with the basic procedures. First, you gotta band up in a group with trustworthy friends. Very trustworthy friends. You don't wanna get murked in the middle of the night. So next you're gonna have to look for any weapons or supplies. Whether that's in your own house or some of your homies' houses. Knives and stuff like that. all the weapons. Yeah, too. The weapons. Basically anything you can use to defend yourself against the horde of zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. I'm gonna say also, try to build a base away from cities or towns. You know, you're gonna need a pretty isolated spot to get away from the zombies.
Yeah.
And if there's other groups of banded up people, make alliances, as much alliances as you can, because there's gonna be those little goompies who are gonna steal from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and collect food and supplies. Robbie, you, what are you doing? Go to Motherland, drink all the vodka with the zombies. what are you doing?
I gotta go with... Oh, this is a hard decision. Ooh. Probably just go to the nearest tall building.
That might work. The only problem is once the building is, like, becoming unused, I don't know. I've read stuff about, like, buildings, like, falling down eventually. But if, like, you can get inside the building and start working on it.
Yeah.
Just make sure it stays up for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Maybe for the rest of the time if you have a pretty nice banded up group. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Nice. Yours would just, you know, basically the same as mine, but you find a different place.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, we drew out the episode a little bit. Good episode. I'd like to say thank you to whoever's listening. We also have some person in a foreign country. I'm not going to say what foreign country it is. But they must be spreading the word of Nebraska Fossil Updates. Because as of a few months ago and when we started, it was one person from that foreign country. But now there's like 4 people listening to it, or like 4% of our listeners from that country are listening to it now. So we've gained like a little bit of, you know, place in whatever this foreign country is. So I'm going to say bye to y'all. Also, thank you for whoever just spreads the word of Nebraska Fossil Updates in general. So, Rob, you want to say bye to him?
Bye.
Bye.